Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Michelle,
yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
Breaking
ooh.
Up.
Share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Good evening. It is Find It Out Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Where are these days flying to, okay? I wish I could get some cash flying into my bank account as quickly as these days are moving. Hope everyone out there had a wonderful week. You know, the L.A. Marathon is happening on Sunday. Yes, they're going to have the tennis shoes out there. I wonder how they're going to run in those masses. I don't know. I can't really figure it out. But it will start at 6:30 a.m. Sunday morning, starting at Dodger Stadium, leading into Century City. Should be an exciting thing. It's not happened for 2 years since this great event, so let's see what happens. And then we'll have Miss Tiffany with an eye coming on with us. I hear it, I see it, and I speak it. I observe it, I strategize, and I complete it. And we're still celebrating the Women's History Month here. And we've been talking about some phenomenal women throughout the month. And the month before, we talked about phenomenal black women. But this month, we're talking about all women. And, you know, when we speak from our mind, we change minds. When we speak from our heart, we change hearts. But when we speak from experience, we change lives. And that's what we're about here. Sharing and caring, education, unification, and collaboration. And our schools exist to test and train us. It's like students of judo who becoming stronger by being thrown about again and again by their instructor. If we face every obstacle with the readiness to confront it and the determination to win, we will be able to overcome the most challenging difficulties. We are victors and we are victorious over here because we are the women that when women awake, mountains move. And before we get going, I want to share this with you. You know, I'm always surprising people. I'm a little character. I love to surprise people, but today I got it. I received a phone call. Are you home? Yes, I am. Okay, I'm going to have a friend drop something by. Okay. the person that came was the person. I said, well, what's the gentleman's name? Oh, his name is Nana. I opened the door and was my friend, one of my mentors, the great artist, Yanné Kabone. He's been traveling back and forth, United States, Africa, working on many, many projects. He is phenomenal with his works, okay? Phenomenal. And it just brought a smile to my face because I wasn't expecting him. He had a beautiful bouquet of flowers, beautiful sunflowers. It just took me up to the moon, you know. I wasn't expecting it. It made me smile. It was a shock to me. So I'm going to get him back on that. But it's good to have surprises. It's good to get those feelings because I had one of those days that I was like, that was a crooked scale over here, but I got it together. So before we get going, wait for Miss Tiffany with an eye to come in and join us. She's very busy. She's in meetings. I hope she sneaks out the door and come on and share and care with us. But before she does it, let's get going here on Find It Out Friday. Welcome in. Anything you want to have done, like I said, when sleeping women awake, mountains begin to move. And we have Miss Tiffany with an eye. I hear it, I see it, I speak it, I work it out, I strategize, and I complete the job. Tiffany with an eye, good evening. Are you with us with Waking Up with Linda Maxine
yes.
this evening?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I am wonderful, and I hear you are wonderful, and you know I put it out there first because we get going. I don't want to forget this gratitude that we hold for you over here for coming on and caring and sharing with us. You're a busy, busy, busy lady, a busy, busy woman, making history yourself, and we appreciate you so much. So I'm just going to sit back and I talk to them about what I found out on Friday today. I got a big surprise. So
really?
I just want to open it up.
I don't know.
My friend that's back and forth to Africa, you know, he's the artist, right? And you never know if he's here or if he's there. So I got this phone call. Are you home? I said, yes, I am. Okay, I'm going to have somebody drop something by. I said, okay. And normally I would say, well, who is it? What's his name? I didn't say. So he said, I'll have him call when he gets out there. I said, okay. So he called. He said, he's at the door. So I went out to the lobby, and guess who it was? It was him with a beautiful bouquet of sunflower. I said, it just shocked me because I wasn't expecting to see him. I said, are you in the United States? Are you in Africa? Where are you? Are you over there beating the drum? What you doing? And it was him. And I just, it just shocked me because I wasn't expecting that. And it was just so good that just one little second, you know, that happened. So that's what I found out today. And I was having an unbalanced day, a crooked day, and these scales was wobbly over here. And he just came right on time. Okay, he came right. But I'm always surprising people. I never give people opportunities to surprise me because I'm always doing it, but I needed that. And then that's what I found out, that I could get surprised and shocked and took up to the moon. It just elevated me instantly to have that happen.
And he's
the mentor.
Wonderful.
He's the reason why I went back to school. It was him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was an artist, and he would bring me journals and things because I like to write, and he said, do poetry. And then he said, you know, you need to go back and take one art class because you're losing your creativity. She said, just take one class. I said, okay, I'm going to do that. Take an art class. I said, okay. So I started. I took a drawing class. I swear I couldn't draw a straight line. I've always liked art. I've always messed around with canvases. And I took drawing. And I got all excited in there, and I made an A in that class. See, A's always excited me, which we're not an A, B, or C, but, you know, when you talk about grades, you know you done put in the effort. So I said, you know, I'm going to take another class because I can teach the children art therapy. I need to teach, but I said, I need some more psychology. So let me go take a psychology class. I started with that one art class, and it got good to me. And he was always calling back, oh, my God, you're in another class. So he would give me pointers of how to, you know, there's inside, as you say, information of how to get in on those campuses and get things done, right? And since he was an alum, he was able to guide me and go here and go there and talk to this and take it back. So that's what I did. Well, I'd already promised my mother. I said, we're going to walk three stages together, girl. She said, I think I'd like that. So we walked that first stage. That was number one. I said, well, let me keep on going. So I went over to the other university. I said, let's see what they're about. Okay, I walked that stage. Then I went to number three. I said, let me see what this is about. This cloak feels good going on my back, okay? But he was the one that told me to go back to school to get my creativity. And I took it all the way. So he is my academic mentor. And he's always, he's an awesome artist. Awesome. Finished from USC School of Arts. He was over there teaching the professors, okay? Had me on the campus.
Wow.
Over on one Easter, I was on the campus. I said, ain't nobody dying, doing no Easter egg hunts up in here. Those kids were trying to get those finals together. It was funny. I say, nobody is looking for Easter eggs up in here. But he is the one. He's responsible. And I never let him forget it. And I shall never forget it. It was him. He said, here, bring me beautiful journals. Just write. Oh, you're losing your creativity. Go take an art class. I drew a Van Gogh, and I still have Van Gogh looking at me. And every now and then, Tiffany with an eye, I look at that and say, who did that? And I said, oh, you did that, okay? And I couldn't draw a straight line, but I thought. So now I think I'm George O'Keefe over here. I've always messed around with paints and canvases and stuff like that, but not to the extent of going. But he said, take that art class, and it was that art class that got those juices flowing. So, you know, I found out that back then, how important the arts were. And I'm still trying to convince these educators that these kids need to have some art, okay? Music, art, theater, they need that. That's why they're so crazy and shooting up each other, okay? Would you rather have your child pick up a pistol or a piccolo? What would you rather have? Okay, yeah, it's very important. Very important because art shifts.
It is.
Yeah, it's very important. So
I did find out something.
What did you find out?
So today I had to do some personal errands, and I, you know, took a Lyft, and the Lyft driver was, I guess, listening to NPR or something, and it, insurance came up about cars, and he was kind of upset and said to me, very passionate, though, about what his statement was. He said, why is it that people who live in one zip code, their insurance is higher than someone who lives in another zip code and it's a nicer neighborhood? And I said, well, it's because the insurance company, if you live in a high-risk neighborhood, there's a lot of activity. So they have to account for that. And at first he made a comment and said it was racially driven. And I'm like, I see where you're going, and I get that. And there is something to be said for that. On the other hand, look at it as, you know, there's not a lot of security. You don't have the parking structures. You don't have places to, or garages, enough garages, you know, to house the cars. So it is a risk. Is it fair? Not necessarily, but it's just business. And so he's like, oh, well, yeah, you're right. And I said, but I see where you go. I know where you were going in the beginning, he said. And he moved from one neighborhood to a better neighborhood. And he wanted the lady to explain it on when he called. He says, well, why is my premium less than what I used to pay? And so she's like, I don't know. I'm just looking at the screen. And, you know, of course she can't say the reason why. Maybe she didn't know, or even if she knew, she couldn't say anything. But he was very passionate about that. And I thought that was just really interesting that I was going to have a conversation today about how people, you know, like someone felt about, car insurance, auto insurance. No idea. But, and I told him, I said, here's the thing, you know, again, you know how I stress this all the time, that you need to make your legislators earn their salary. You know, if you go to the grocery store or any store and something's not right, you are on the phone, you're trying to call somebody, get someone's attention. It's the same thing in government. If it's not right and you're not agreeing with it, you want it to change, then you have to voice it. I said it, and, you know, when the collective gets together and understands that the voice is the most powerful thing that you have to change what you want, then we'll start to see things shift. Until then, it's going to be the same thing. You know, a politician's going to be a politician.
That's true.
So,
and they're going to go, it was quite I'm glad you said that you know, he brought that up, and it should be more of that. You know, I love those type of conversations because that brings about dialogue, and you get a different side or a different view because we don't all think the same. And then you find out, you know, what's really nudging at a person. With Martin Luther King, what did he say? When we stop speaking, all things end. So we must speak on things that matter. Okay? And to him, he was trying to figure out, well, why when I was over here on this side of the track, my insurance was this, and then I came over here. I came over here and got some green grass and some...
And you know what? He was from Israel. Okay.
Okay,
so
okay.
That was a whole, you know what I mean? For him to really say that, it was like, wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff on people's minds. You know, I was trying to set up something to travel. I was going to travel, shoot, and they gave me them prices. I say, forget it. I'm going to send a card, okay? No, it's real crazy out there. It's just... it's crazy, and the same thing with driving. You know, your insurance, your mileage that you put on your car annually, that affects your insurance rate. You know, I told them, well, I need to be down to zero because I don't go anywhere, okay? So drive. Take it on down. I haven't even drove to the store, okay? I'll send somebody. So how many miles do you drive a year? 50?
I don't know. I really don't know. That is so funny. But,
no,
I mean,
really.
You know, as I always find out something on Friday, this is pretty interesting out there. If you talk to people, people will have conversation.
Oh, yeah.
For you. I mean, it's really interesting if you're going to listen. If you look like you're going to listen to hear what someone has to say, they will talk. And it was just very, very interesting. So
I
didn't expect to have that kind of conversation.
You weren't expecting it. But did you have ease is mine, Tiffany? I'll give him,
mm-hmm,
like, you told him what
he
to do.
He was like, okay. Right. He was like, okay, I see your point of view. I can accept that. But I did say also that I understood his position and where he was coming from. I didn't want to negate that and say, oh, you know, and override that. I specifically want to make sure that he knew that I understood and felt what he was saying. So,
okay. Well,
but it was
know,
very,
talk,
very interesting.
But we talk about fees and stuff, you know, and I'm listening to this new gas $400 rebate, and I just cannot wrap it around my head. I'm trying to get my wording right because I need to find out some more information. Okay, so you're going to give a $400 rebate back to people, and you're going to give it to people that drive and people that don't drive, too. That just does not make sense to me, and I need to check further into that. I just cannot wrap it around here because if you don't give it to people if they're not driving, they get that. There's the persons that are driving more money. I just can't understand it. So you're just going to go down the alphabet and pass out $400, which is going to last for 1 week. Okay, the way these gas prices are rolling out here, you either go to the store, buy groceries, and don't be a smoker or wine drinker. You have to make some decisions,
mm-hmm,
right? You have to sort of like say, okay, what if I stay home and drink the wine?
Yeah.
I can stay in the game. You are like, you're thinking. It will make you think. You know, it's so funny. And when you speak with others in other states, because it's going across, but there, you know, we have the worst here. And so when they speak with someone from California, they want to know how the gas prices, what's happening. I said, I don't know. I said, I saw the tanks and kept on rolling by them, okay? And took my little fumes. I said, but I insist on individuals getting a lot. Tank if you have an older model car, you know, the newer model cars, they lock from the inside. But if you have an older car, you need a gas lock on your tank because they will be siphoning your gas out of your tank. I say they'll have to have a long straw if they're going to siphon mine because I never top it off, okay? So they might get a... they might get a sore throat. Trying to siphon out it out of my tank. They're going to have to dig real deep, okay, because she is never topped off at the top. Never have been. I don't want to choke her, you know. She wouldn't know how to act. If I take her and top her off all at the top, she'll think something's wrong. It's like,
right.
She's premium. Sometimes I look at that regular. One time I put some regular in, and she looked at me and said, I'm going to take you home, Mommy. Because this don't taste right to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. But it's a good crazy. Because all you can do is laugh. You really can't
really
think too hard about it.
You can't. And I think in California, we're trying to move to the electric car. That's what I really think.
Oh, yeah.
I
well,
think
that's
they're
what
really
you
trying
mean.
To push that.
Yeah. And I saw a thing on television. There's this African American man that made this battery, this portable battery, that it's not where you can break it down, you know, for individual purposes. But he has a portable battery. I can't think of the name of it. I saw it on the news today. So I think
yeah.
Tesla is getting it, and they can bring it out and wherever you are. You know, fire you up. I guess that's a good word. My nephew drives, I think he has a hybrid. He has gas and election. And if I was to go that way, that's the way I would go. Because I just, what will happen? Oh, if the towers fall down, then nobody can't go. Okay, I have to do some more research. I don't want to real sound real crazy on the phone today. And the type of day I've had is no telling what will come out of my mouth. So we're going to move on and talk about that. So I talked about the gas rebate. And, you know, tomorrow they've had it for 2 days, I found out. And I mentioned last night the 45th commemorative stamp for Edmonia Lewis, for Black Heritage Stamp. She's a great sculptor. They've unveiled it today. And they'll have information tomorrow for the anniversary, celebrating Black History, Women's History Month, 12 to 5 p.m. at the Museum of African American Art. And you can purchase the limited edition of Edmonia Lewis stamp and related memorabilia. And that Museum of African American Art is located at 4005 Crenshaw Boulevard on the third floor. And I think that's in the Baldwin Hills Plaza over in that area. So it should be pretty exciting. If I get an opportunity, I might go over there and get me some memorabilia and check it out. I'm a stamp collector. And I'm looking for one particular one. I have to ask someone about it because it's one particular one that's out there. I can't remember who it's about, but one of the members of the organization, she heads up that, you know, for the U.S. Postal Service. So I can ask her. But it's happening tomorrow, and it should be exciting to go over there and see that. Mm-hmm. She was a sculptor, Edmonia Lewis. Yes. 45th
nice.
Black Heritage Stamp. So I found that out, and I mentioned it last night. And you know, of course, Stephanie is having her event tonight, which we didn't attend because we could not do that to the listeners. Every now and then we'll check her out. And I did mention that the L.A. Marathon is tomorrow, and they'll start at Dodger Stadium at 6:30 a.m. I'll be turning over for the second time. And I'll see them. I just want them to win. They're already winners. Anybody get out there and hit that asphalt is a winner right off the start, because I'd be sitting to the curb passing out water, okay? But it's exciting. And I'd like to see them, you know, when they first start off. I'd like to see that grouping, but I'm a little nervous because we're still having rises out here, Tiffany. And I cannot see how you with a mask on. I don't know if they'll have them on or not, but that's a lot of huffing and puffing out there.
Well, that's another thing. I mean, I think 60% are not wearing the masks. Maybe 40 are. You don't even know sometimes to wear a mask or not to wear a mask. And I think people are just making their own choices as they go, I think.
Yeah. Me, I wear 3. Okay, you don't want to put on yours, I'm gonna wear another one for you, okay? It's like, no. Yeah, I'll wear another
it's
one for
hard.
You. But it's nice that we're opening back up. Things are happening. I'm not quite ready for the concerts or none of that. No, I'm not quite ready for it. You know, it takes 45 days to change a habit. It takes 45 days. Some people say 30. I say 45 to have a complete change. So you don't expect this stuff to flip right back over overnight, okay? So persons that think that can happen, I guess they're used to being gooses pulled around in a little pond, like with a string on their neck, because it can't happen. And everybody has a different opinion of it. And we just have to make the best of it. I'm glad it's happening. I love the marathons. I don't like the way it shuts down the city. They used to shut down everything, depending on the route that they were taking. You couldn't move. You know, you go to the street, oh, I forgot, and this one is boarded up. So now it's more dark. But when they come in down in mid-city, it'd be chaos, okay?
It is chaos in mid-city.
Yeah,
Wilshire.
Crescent Heights. Yeah, all the way downtown. If they take that route, it's like you can forget it. You will not leave home until after 3. If
that's
then,
right.
Okay. Yeah. So this.
If 3 o'clock.
Yeah. After 3, you're not going anywhere, and you have to stay on top of it because a lot of times, I remember in the past, there would be meetings scheduled and stuff. You know, different organizations, and that's one thing they would never plan for was that darn marathon. So, okay, when is the marathon? You cannot have it on that day.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have any participants, okay? Because nobody's going to be able to get out their driveway. If they do, they can't cross the street, so they won't be here. But it's interesting, and this is Friday. This week is passing so quickly. Let me ask you, St. Patty's Day, did you drink green beer, and did you wear your green?
No.
Okay.
And I am... my ancestry includes Irish descent,
yes,
if you will, and
yes,
I did not do anything to celebrate it because I had so much to do that day. By the time I finished,
mm-hmm,
I was just a little exhausted, so I couldn't even think about anything associated with St. Patrick's Day, and I wish I had thought about it earlier that day because I probably would have made a point to do something celebratory, but I didn't.
Well, that's
and
okay.
I'm like, oh.
We'll get together.
It's okay. It's okay.
To...
I can celebrate another day.
Yeah, we have corned beef and cabbage. I love corned beef and cabbage. I'll eat that every day. You know, that's a meal. I was speaking with the lady today, and she was of Irish descent. She said she was still kind of hung over from her celebration and how we met. She had on this hat, you know, I'm hat wearer, and that hat brim was broke, and I had to stop. I said, where did you get that hat? She said she got it in 2006 from Nordstrom, and I said, I said, Nordstrom should be ashamed of themselves because, see, every time you go in there, they have a hat rack over there right by the register. So you got to see them before you check out, right? And I swear, no matter how I blindfold myself, close my eyes, those hats be calling out to me. I'm a hat wearer. I've always worn hats. But that's how we met. So she was telling me about her celebration and the different cultures. And then she said, Mac Shan. I said, yep, that's Scott Irish, right? And we start laughing. And I said, yeah, by the way of coming from and a blend of this. I said, but yes, that's Scott Irish. So I said, so I had to look for my little gold coins yesterday, and I like the lucky leprechaun. Where's the lucky leprechaun? Okay, he can jump by every day, too, if he wishes. But we'll go to my spot, Maggie's. You ever go to Maggie's and Farmer's Market? Mm-hmm. There's a... And they have
Yes. There's Maggie, there's Malone's, there's Tom Bergen's, there's I know all those spots, but I haven't been out in so long.
Me too.
That,
I think they're still up. I know Maggie's is. But it's not far. But every time I'm in the area I just like to get my corned beef and cabbage.
They do have good corned beef and cabbage.
Oh yeah. Very.
Yes, that is the place for corned beef.
Yeah. Well, we're going
to have it.
I'm going to invite you out on a luncheon date, and we'll go hang out at Maggie's and get us and do some late celebration. Yeah, I didn't get down yesterday because I knew it was going to be crazy, but no, they have excellent, and the cabbage is just right. Yeah, it just floats in your throat like butter. It's awesome. And I know
it
that
is.
There's other places, but I know about Maggie's, yes. So we're
going
to have to do that. But put it in your calendar, write it on the palm of your hand, or stick it on the mirror on a sticky sometime and move it around as much as you have to because you play checkers with your scheduling like me. But dealing with projects and stuff, my friend, there is an AKA convention in Houston, big convention. And so I have a friend, and they flew him in. He's a magician, and he was in Houston, so they was getting all set up. I said, it's going to be some happy people there because he's a bad guy. So he is in Houston with 5,000 people. I say, wear nine masks. I say, everybody going to be walking around there with that magic wand because he's bad. Yeah, I love magic. I was going to train doves, working with the youth carpets, but doves have to be trained in a pair. You have to have a lot of space for them. They train. You have to have them. They have to have a mate. So one day when I get everything in order to give doves some space, I'll have my doves because I want them to flank the children walking down the carpet. And I do want them to come back and get in their cage. Yeah, but I love white doves. And I like magic. I've always liked magic. So one day we'll get together and we'll go up to the castle and check out a big show. Have dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So check it out. And I get in the big room. Well, you know, it's Find It Out on Friday. Tiffany, I always like it because we get on here and we just be talking. I hope we helping somebody out there. If you was thinking about jumping off that bridge, put that left foot back behind that right foot and go sit down, okay? It is Find It Out Friday. And what we're sharing with you today is that I want to leave everybody with a question. And that question is, what can you do to improve yourself in any situation? We're talking about elevating and continuing whatever it is to complete it. That's my question that I want to leave. And when we come back on Monday, for Mindful Monday, it's going to be some more exciting things out here. But we're here because we're about education, unification, and collaboration. And we are here to uplift, elevate, empower, and to help each other along the way. So Tiffany, with an eye, give us some words of courage to get us through the weekend before we say goodnight to these beautiful listeners.
Well, stay safe. You know, I always say that.
You know, yeah.
People are still celebrating St. Patty's Day, so if you haven't celebrated and you are, enjoy. And, you know, take care of yourself. Make sure you have your mask. Make sure you're doing what you need to do. And just enjoy the weekend. I mean, Monday, you know, Monday's mindful, and you that's meditation and all that. But if you do have a chance, hopefully everyone does, take time for yourself during the weekend.
Take time for you. You always have to do some me time. Sometimes I have my me day, and that day is I don't care what's going on. If I want to stare at the ceiling all day, that's what I'm going to do. Don't talk to me. Don't call me. Don't do nothing. It is my day. Sometimes not lately because I'm still trying to break out. I like to take my day. I'm a spa enthusiast. I just like to go and just sit near the jacuzzi. I don't get in nobody's jacuzzi. I just need to be around it, have massages, go in the steam. And I don't like to have any company with me because I don't want to talk to anybody, period. That is how I do my me day, because you have to sit still sometimes to listen to your messages. So that you're telling us is to take care of yourself over the weekend and every other day. And again, I want to close out asking everyone to send prayers to the families of Sunday Harden, which is my friend Sabrina Harden's sister, to my nephew-in-law, Reverend Dennis Fuller in Houston. His services will be next weekend. And to Barbara Morrison. You know, they're no longer with us. Great people, loving people, kind, generous, and great educators. So on that note, Tiffany, with an I, we love you. I. Tiffany with an eye. I see it, I strategize it, and I get the job done. Tiffany, we love you. Thank you, and have a lovely evening. Listeners, this is Tiffany
Thank
Jones.
Thank you so
Tiffany
very
with
much.
An eye. Take care of yourself out there. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye.
We are not afraid, although we know there's much to
Other positive. We care, share, we love all through the land.